lizard, they call, I think they call it, and drag it up in this, and then have the teams hitched to the this thing and pull it out to where they could get it on the wagon.
Oh, I see.
It'd be so.
There is the.
I've seen oxen been down in the bottom and seen them working, mm-hmm. but and I remember they'd pass through here every now and then.
That's a new one to me, a lizard.
I think that's what they called it.
In other words, the trunk of the tree would be a kind of shaft, and the oxen would be on either
side. And it'd be like a tree grow up in the fork, mm-hmm. that way. And sometimes them things would be a foot in diameter.
And then they could put logs on top of the fork.
Yes, and they'd lay there.
I see, and then pull it up. Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting. And you used the word lame. You had a horse that was kind of hard to handle, and he kept breaking out of the gate, he told me, and then what was the, you say you went up the lane, where was the lane? Did it lead from the road to the...
Well, and back through the field, there was, the farm had, was 2 fields deep, mm-hmm. and then there'd be 3 or 4 on, in length, and had lane. So you could connect any field in there, you could pasture it, and let them go out the lane to water.
I see.
Come up to the house and barn.
The road between your house and the public road out there, what do you call that? Is that a lane or?
Here.
Right.
Uh-huh. Oh,
it's a
drive.
Path,
I reckon. It's a path. A drive. We call it a drive today, but I wonder what, sometimes I've heard people describe a place like that as a lane, and I was wondering.
Yeah, uh-huh. Usually the lane I speak of were fenced.
My daddy called it.
Oh, I see.
My daddy, was his farm. I don't remember what he called it, though.
But the lane was usually fenced to keep the
animals. So you animals, could go use any field you want to mm-hmm. pasture. We usually, when we get to gathering corn, some people would gather corn and you couldn't hardly see or hear any, but most of the time we'd leave about 1/3 as much as we got,
right.
And we'd turn the stock in on it, let them clean it up through the winter.
And that's, you do that for the hogs too, is that the...
Hogs, mostly hogs.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a stubble crop when, one time. Is a stubble crop the same thing as a volunteer, is that...
No, it's just after the wheat had been cut. It leaves stubble, you know. We'd mold it with a binder, and binded it, and then the stubble would just be standing up about that high.
Mm-hmm.
You'd sometime burn it off.
That's about 6-8 inches high?
Yeah.
And